Now, we have a lot of questions. With Meg Whitman, it was a lot about her campaign since she won the primary over Poizner.
Her multiple campaigns.
Her pandering to the illegal aliens and her, I didn't even know if you call it flip-flopping, what it is on Prop 23, the Global Warming Final Solutions Act.
There's
well, that one, it is a flip-flop, because she went from, I haven't decided, to probably no, what was it, in all likelihood? What was the word?
In all likelihood.
Right.
I
haven't decided.
Right. So that's, I don't know. I don't know all the gymnastics terms. How would you describe that? Is there an Olympic gymnastics term to describe what she's done on
no.
Prop 23?
And speaking of her, by the way, the Sacramento Bee did a Where is Pete Wilson story, because when she was in the studio a few weeks ago, we asked Meg Whitman, well, when you were running against Poizner, you know, Pete Wilson, co-chair of your campaign, was front and center, and you were tough as nails on the illegal aliens. Now that the June 8th primary passed, Pete Wilson's gone, you're no longer tough as nails. You're accommodating as,
You're accommodating as Jerry Brown.
I thought of a dirty word, yeah. as Jerry Brown would be. So where is he? And, of course, this article written by one of these political inside reporters basically says, well, this is standard. Pete Wilson, it's God among Republican primary voters. So, of course, they trotted him out before the primary. But he's not needed now to beat Jerry Brown. Wilson beat Jerry Brown for the U.S. Senate in 1982, in case you forgot that.
In the political insider world, oh, that's right, he did, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that's how Pete Wilson got to the Senate, then he became governor after that.
In the political insider world, they think it's okay to have one set of positions for a primary and another set for the general election. But in the real world, it's known as lying.
Correct.
You're scamming people.
That's what I meant. This political writer for the SACB says this is just standard protocol when you're running a campaign. Well, that doesn't fly with us.
Yeah, I know you political writers and you political consultants and insiders think this is all fine and proper. It's not. It's why people hate you all, because you think lying is the way you're supposed to run a public campaign for office. You just constantly lie to people and you hope that your lies work long enough to get in.